More snow on the way for the people in Boston and the Northeast. How do they feel about it? And the Midwest is about to get slammed as well. A whiteout in Chicago. What else? Mother Nature. We're always attacking her, aren't we? That's how we start out America tonight, at least this winter anyway. Thanks for joining me on the show. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk with Jack Heath. He's in the middle of the snowmageddon, and he has some interesting thoughts to share with all of you. As somebody who grew up in Boston, New Hampshire, and he lives in New Hampshire now, talk show host and a best-selling author, actually, of a book that now is being made into a movie by the same people who produced American Hustle. So that's coming up in this hour. Plus, the Olympics, the Olympics, the Olympics. How is the U.S. doing? That's what we all care about, for goodness sake, right? For all of you listening to us in, oh, Canada and other places, I love that you're on board with America tonight, but you got to give me that. I am going to root for the Stars and the Stripes, even though I certainly admire many of the other athletes from some of the other countries. We'll give you the medal count to let you know how the U.S. is doing and the other rivals as well. There was ice dancing. There was the bobsleds, which is so crazy. I thought, if I ever got the opportunity to go on a bobsled, which spot would I want to be in? Would I want to be the person in the back end of that thing on the two-man deal, or would I want to be in the front? You know, the person in the back does that pushing, 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 and then they jump in and they duck, and then the person in the front is responsible for all the steering. So as they're going down the course, if they bank off of a wall and you hear the announcer say, "Oh, terrible! Did you see that? That where he hit the corner?" And then they talk about how atrocious it was that they clipped a little corner. I'm surprised they don't just all wipe out. Imagine what that first run is like when you think, you know what, I'm an athlete, I have the goods to be in this bobsled. But you really, you know, you don't know much about bobsledding. You just know you're an incredible athlete, and they kind of tap you on the shoulder and say, "Hey, you want to try this?" Then you partner up with somebody, and you see what that's really like. Yeah, frightening, I think. Frightening. Certainly we're going to mix in what's been creeping out of Washington, and it is a creep because now is break time until the 24th for most on the Hill. Some are still hanging around, but the actual let's dig in and do something with immigration reform or something else is kind of shelved for now. And, of course, that's the way it's going to be anyway with the midterm elections here before you know it. We're almost into March, let's face it. And, you know, do the math. We're going to be talking midterms the rest of the way. So anything that is a sticky wicket, to borrow a phrase from Downton Abbey, is something that Democrats and Republicans are going to really try to stay away from. Anything that could possibly cause a beef with any of their constituents, that's not happening. If possible. I mean, if a vote comes up or something happens and they have to be accountable for it, that's different. But to actually go out and seek the third rail and touch it, I don't think so. Especially with some of the close races, or at least the ones we think are going to be close, like Mary Landrieu, who already is trying to distance herself from Obamacare because a lot of the people in Louisiana are furious with how it's all unfolded. Democrats who are finding that, you mean my deductible is $6,000? So, I have something wrong and I'm going to go to the doctor and I got to wait until it's $6,000 is like catastrophic for some people. I mean, we've been through these stories. As many people that will tell you there are good things that have now happened with Obamacare, we certainly have heard some of the terrible things that have happened as a result, and that's what she's battling, frankly, talking to someone on her staff, blowout phone lines, emails at times of some really, really upset people who didn't understand what was happening with health care and now feel like they got hoodwinked, and she has to combat that. She has to deal with that to try to win again, to get the necessary votes to stay in the Senate. So that seat is I think it's a coin toss. We'll see when the actual election is held, but I think that's one of the seats that is absolutely up in the air. And, you know, we talk about, too, so often at the top of the show, we've lately been talking about crazy catastrophes that have happened or almost happened in the air. We had a hijacked plane. We had a plane that had massive turbulence that, yeah, you and I have flown and we've dealt with turbulence before. But the kind of turbulence that injures people, this was on a United flight. And there were injuries to passengers. There were injuries to some of the crew. The captain declared an emergency. It was flight 1676. It was flying from Denver to Billings, Montana. And the turbulence, I supposedly just felt like it was unbelievable inside that plane. There were 114 passengers, 5 people on the crew, and 3 flight attendants, 2 passengers had to be taken to hospitals once they landed. The plane did land in Billings, didn't have any problem once it landed. But in the skies, a different story. A little bit different. One woman hit the ceiling so hard, the ceiling cracked. And the crew was just as surprised by all of a sudden, boom, turbulence. So they're not kidding when they say, when you're in your seats, put your seatbelts on. But you get up and then that turbulence flies in, so to speak. It was bad timing. So some of the people were a little bit panicked, but that's scary. Remember last month, you had a United jet that came back to Newark in New Jersey after turbulence injured 5 flight attendants. So now there's this thing with severe turbulence. I pay attention to that. I have to admit, I kind of just used to blow that off like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Of course, I have my seatbelt on and I'm getting up. I've been on these long flights and I'm walking around, but I'm not really thinking about it, to be honest. And I don't think I'd want to be the woman that my head flew up and smashed the ceiling so hard that it cracked. That's certainly not a good thing. And then, as I mentioned, there was the hijacked plane, and even in other countries, when you hear hijacked plane, it's unusual now. For all the things that we think planes are targets for, sadly, like what happened on 9/11, you're not hearing so much of the hijacking thing. But the co-pilot hijacked an Ethiopian Airlines plane, flew the plane to Geneva, and the whole point was seeking asylum. So this was a guy in his early 30s. So naturally, he was arrested when the plane landed, and the passengers and the crew were fine. They couldn't have felt fine when they realized that the plane was being hijacked. We've just scratched the surface, folks. Fasten your seatbelts. We got more. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OAS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm trouble, in trouble now. I'm trouble, yo. I just turn my eyes down. I'm trouble, in trouble now. I'm trouble, yo.
Tonight, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you are safe, warm, and just enjoying what's left of the winter, because in a couple of weeks, and we're staring down March. I know that can be different for every single region, and sometimes in March, as the folks at the mothership at GCN can attest to in Minneapolis and Minnesota, you still have the possibility of getting snow, so it ain't over until it's over. But at least you get glimpses of it. We're getting warmer days in some cases, even though I know right now as I speak, the snow is coming down in South Jersey and Philadelphia. Yes, I've definitely received the message. I got 10 emails on that when I was mentioning parts of the country and what it was like. And who was struggling, you know, with what? I have two words for you. Snow blower. If you don't have one, it needs to be on a list. Ask for it next time around when you're celebrating a birthday or something else. Because all that heavy, wet snow and the constant shoveling. I think at first it's okay, but when you're starting to do it 9 different times, it's gotta get old. And way back when, there would be a kid next door or down the street who wanted extra money and they'd shovel. Where do you find them now? Not very many. You're not finding them. So you got to do it yourself, if you know what I mean. And that means you're out there shoveling, 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 right? Absolutely. So as I mentioned, President's Day, what lingers from that and the fact that you have politicians away really until the 24th, and then things will kick into high gear for a while until we get a summer break, and then we really swing into massive push for the midterm elections. And anything that was on the agenda that was being discussed, number one, top of mind, is immigration, gets really pushed back, as I said, because nobody in their right mind, with the way things are in this country and the way politically things are, the crazy Potomac two-step, they're not going to bring it up unless they are locked into an ideology that they ran on, that they won on, and that the constituents really agree with. It's like the whole idea that at the border we're in Disneyland and we just have this, you know, little turnstile and we know exactly how many people are coming into the United States. And the answer is, of course, we don't. And then the other answer is the biggest problem is security. Because you can't 100% have security. There's no way. Nobody on the earth can claim that they have 100% security or know the way to get that. But we still are grappling with it. And there are still different tunnels and there's still different ways and there's areas that are more remote for people to come in through. And that's what often happens. And the thing that scares me the most is the fact that not knowing who's coming in, you automatically assume, oh, well, Central Americans, South Americans, Mexico, people are coming in from Mexico and they want to work and that's what they're doing. And sure, there's some drug shuttling going on and some gangs. I think the gangs have increased. I know, in fact, the gangs have increased. Same thing with drugs. And so peddling drugs to your teenagers. The other thing is that ultimately can end up there. And the other thing is the possibility of the sleeper cells. You'd have to be very naive to think that nobody coming into the country that wants to do harm, who has to find a way to kind of funnel themselves in, can't get the student visa, a little bit tougher now, thank goodness. So finding different ways to get into the United States and assimilating, that's where you're going. If you can get in through the southern border somewhere, absolutely, that's how it happens. Because it's tougher to come across up north. It's not impossible, and there are plenty of people, I'm sure, that do that. But the southern borders are where you really, really, really find that I think we're incredibly exposed. And that's not a political issue. That's just a fact. The FBI knows it. The CIA knows it. The Border Patrol, to some extent, knows it. I mean, they're playing the cat and mouse game, and they're trying to do their daily chore of putting back and grabbing, you know, catch and release, that whole thing. Maybe they get lucky and they catch a known terrorist, which is very, very unusual. But that's the people that I worry about the most. Closer to the heart of the Midwest, in the Midwest, in Chicago, while they are grappling with more snow and blinding snow and all the things I said at the top, there's another horrific story that comes out of Chicago. Folks, think of this. Did you go to school? Did you go away to school for a year, for the whole term, for, you know, for the whole thing, for 4 years, for however long you went away, whatever the experience was? Can you imagine being at the University of Chicago and then hearing through the grapevine, which word travels fast, it's like the telephone game, that a fellow student was dead in their dorm room for they don't know how long until the smell of the decomposing body was finally noticed. Finally noticed. They have no, they don't know. A 20-year-old, Nicholas Barnes, died. But before his body was found face down on the floor on Saturday afternoon, it had been 8 days since he used his key card to get into the residence. So they're thinking 8 days. They say a key card isn't necessarily required to get access at all hours of the day. So it might have been shorter because he could have come in some other way. An autopsy didn't reveal the cause of death, but the police, the campus police, think that foul play isn't suspected. Toxicology is what they're waiting for. I mean, this is a guy, 20 years old, Pittsburgh guy, was a third-year student. And they say that they're trying to figure out and making every effort they can to find out the circumstances of his death. And students say that they're worried that Barnes' death could have gone unnoticed for so long. They say it's just strange. How could he be there that long? And I think that's strange, too. I think it's scary. But he lives in a dorm. He goes to his classes. And unless he has a tight group of friends where you're constantly checking on each other, how would you necessarily know? But it would be very, it would just be very uncomfortable to be, I think, in that dorm. It's got to be mind-boggling for anyone higher up in the administration at the University of Chicago, because they don't, certainly, they don't want that to happen to any student, and for them to not be discovered until their body is decomposing. Well, but what are you going to do? Do bed check on these college students? I mean, seriously, what would you do? Okay, everybody's got classes different times. Let's have every couple of days, have a dorm check, like you're at summer camp and you stand in front of the door in your hallway. And the RA goes by and they count you. They count you to make sure you're there. And of course that's silly and that's not going to happen. You have a dorm space unless you do some crazy violation. They're not going to really know. They go back in the computer and that's how they found the thing with the key card. But I think it's very, very scary. Coming up next, we're not going to scare you. We're going to talk with Jack Heath about, of course, the weather. His favorite president, and a whole bunch of other things. He's an author. He's a radio talk show host in New Hampshire. All around interesting cat. He's next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that trumpet to the beat. There's too much confusion.
We've had him on before. He's just terrific. I'll tell you what, his two books, because now he's got these Salem Six books, Rebecca's Rising, we talked to him about that. And then the other book, book two, Salem Six, Chain of Souls. Who knows where this is all going to go? I think he probably has 15 books in him. I mean, it's a huge series of books. A former TV reporter. We've talked about our tube time. As you know, I used to be a television anchor woman, and he's in the radio business as well, in New Hampshire, talk show host. Joining us now in our virtual green room, Jack Heath. Jack, I trust there is no snow around you right at this moment.
Well, I keep reminding my listeners in the morning that it's New Hampshire, it's February, and we're going to get 6 inches, another 6 inches tomorrow. We get a foot on Friday, and it's normal, and it's, I don't want to get into politics. It's not crazy. It's just what we call a real winter, and cold and snowy, and everyone with handheld communications and the Weather Channel where they're naming nor'easters, they're naming snowstorms now. They're actually giving them a name. I think we should call the next storm that comes into New Hampshire the Kate Delaney nor'easter.
Yeah, thanks. I want to get all those emails. It's true, though. When you live in New Hampshire, it's what you deal with, and you know that this is winter, like you said. It's February. But still, when you're dealing with volumes of snow, do you have spare shovels? I just talked to a buddy the other day in Massachusetts. He said he's already broke two. He was trying to lose like 10 pounds. He said it's flying off of him because he's exhausted after really hauling all the snow. Is that happening with you?
No. It's funny, Kate. We're a state. New Hampshire's a pretty small state, about 1.3 million people. One of the original 13 or so states. The southern tier of New Hampshire that's more contiguous, like with Massachusetts, the folks in the mentality is, yeah, snow shovels, don't want to shovel the walk, another storm. The northern tier, up where I like to ski and hang out, they don't shovel if it's under 12 inches. They don't worry about it because it's just normal. And it's like you want snow if you snowshoe, you snowmobile, you cross-country ski. You downhill, you snowboard, you want 15 inches of powder. But the mentality today, I grew up north of Boston. In 1978, we had a blizzard. This was long before Al Gore, long before, like, weather aberrations and global warming and all these theories. We had a snowstorm. We were out of school for 2.5 weeks, 30-something inches. There were cars on Route 128, the corridor outside of Boston. People had to leave their cars there. Today, I look at video, Atlanta, North Carolina, they get a couple inches of snow or 5 inches of snow. It's like we're worried about terrorism. It's like this country, it's just weird. And I don't know, I don't want to blame the Weather Channel, but, I mean, I do a show and we give information on snow amounts. We have the state police on talking about, the roadways, and you want to slow down, you want to be careful. But it's just kind of something going on where I don't get it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't get it either. That everybody leaves at the same time, suddenly they're not prepared, and what happened in Atlanta was atrocious. Are you kidding? That was ridiculous. And then to have a repeat performance a couple weeks later in Raleigh, a woman who's about to give birth walking for 4 hours in work shoes, that's crazy, Jack.
Yeah. One of the things that you don't know about me, but we have a place up north and I ski a lot. I think I've gotten 30 ski days in this winter, and it's up near Mount Washington. So your listeners, Mount Washington is the tallest peak in the Northeast. It's 6,288 feet, which doesn't sound like a tall mountain, but it's one of the most ferocious. So, it's good skiing up there and all that. But I just know in my car, and it's only an hour and 40 minutes to the North Country from where we live, you have an extra pair of gloves. You have a hat. You have a coat. You have, because it's winter. And if you break down, you might need some food and, people, I hike a lot, so I always bring things and extra things and hats and gloves in August because you never know. But I was just raised to respect Mother Nature, to revere it, to enjoy it. And I just think today, and I talk about it on my show, it's like I have to give this information out, but I say, don't stay indoors for a week. Get up north. Support the economy. Half our state's tourism dollars come from people that snowmobile, that get outdoors and go to the gas station, the convenience store, the hotels. So this idea that somehow winter is terrible and snowstorms are... Tonight, this afternoon, I was doing some emails and I looked at the major websites. Another deadly snowstorm to hit the Northeast. It's like Armageddon. And it's pretty beautiful. I'm sitting in my back porch talking with you and your listeners on America Tonight, looking out the window, and it's pretty beautiful out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. With the whole throw some extra things in your car, I don't get it. I grew up just outside of Philly, and that's what we were taught. We'd go up to Jack Frost, which is nothing like Mount Washington, but we always had enough things with us, including water and snacks or whatever, because you just didn't know what could possibly happen, but you certainly weren't afraid of it without a doubt. President's Day, coming and going again, and, yeah. There's all kinds of lists out there about favorite presidents, best presidents, and you can twist that and manipulate it however you want because it depends on what you're talking about. But just for you, pound for pound, who is your favorite president?
Well, I got you a note earlier, and I was thinking about it because it's a great question. because, you know, everything's changed politically and we have this polarization today, but we still have one president. And even though I'm a conservative and all that, I respect, I know how smart this president is. I may not agree with his politics. So when I look at, okay, JFK, because I grew up north of Boston, John F. Kennedy, I think because of the short nature of his presidency and what he was tested with in less than one term. You know, people don't know he had the terrible health, bad back, Nikita Khrushchev, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the civil rights issues down south. He was tested very quickly, and I think he rose to the occasion. Defining moments, great leader. Ronald Reagan, Cold War, you know, tear down your wall, you know, again, tested moments. Unfortunately, and it's not just a Republican-Democratic answer, you know, 9/11 happened, George W. Bush, say what you want, think what you want, we can debate the wars, tested to a point. This president, you know, we got Bin Laden finally, but you look back in history, I think JFK number one, Reagan number two, and I have to go all the way back to George Washington. Talk about how bizarre it was, this young country, the one guy who didn't really want the job, almost like it was ordained, fate meant to be. So you got to put our founding father up there in Washington, almost like the literal father of this country. But then I love characters in history. I love Jefferson. I mean, some characters, Adams. But I have to say JFK number one, Reagan number two, and probably go from there.
Yeah, good list. I would put a list similar to that. I put Jefferson as my number one. Growing up, like I said, just over the bridge from Philly and steeped in all that history there, I can't tell you how with Jefferson, and I would put Washington on the list too. Again, founding fathers, what would that be like in the very beginning, writing the Declaration of Independence with Jefferson, all that really, really cool stuff. I mean, just...
Coming from New Hampshire with our first in the nation presidential primary, so for a few primaries, you mentioned earlier, I was in the news business. We have one commercial TV affiliate here, WMUR-TV, so I was the news director, an on-air guy. You know, we had a 30 or 40-person newsroom. We built it up around the primaries. I didn't put him on my list, but the one person you want to sit up and talk with at night is William Jefferson Clinton, Bill Clinton. Charming, one of the smartest guys I ever met. He didn't need a handler to whisper in his ear, oh, that's Kate Delaney. She was a TV reporter in Dallas and sports reporter, and she hosts American Tonight. He would tell the handler who you were. I mean, he was a very engaging, is probably still a very, very engaging guy, very enjoyable. So, you know, you got to put, you know, I think Bill Clinton is kind of like the Elvis Presley of modern day politics. No wealthy father. And to some respect, like the current president, you know, he wasn't like a Jack Kennedy where he had the old man making this happen. Bill Clinton, a terrible upbringing, Arkansas, he made it. This president obviously has done pretty well, even if you don't agree with his politics, you got to give him, you know, very, very smart, talented guy. But Bill Clinton's a guy you'd want to sit up with and talk with at night.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I agree with that. He remembered every person he ever met. I had one conversation with him, and you're right. He immediately knew who you were. Nobody telling him what to say or what your background was. I mean, he was amazing at that. There's no question about it.
Amazing.
Hey, we don't have much time left, but I want to make sure I do this. I jokingly said 15 books, but who knows, when we're all said and done, you could have 15 books. What's next for Jack when it comes to writing?
Finishing the third book as we speak, about 10 pages left, and that will be done before March, and that will go to the publisher, probably come out. We're actually excited to say, although I'm going to get in trouble, and I might as well get in trouble on your show, because I've been now told by the producer of a project, a movie being made on the first book, Elm Six, Rebecca's Rising. Michael DeRocher, he owns Wonderland Pictures. He's been working on the first movie since he bought the film rights last spring, ironically, when some of his folks were making him involved in the American Hustle shoot up in Boston when the Boston Marathon bombing happened, and they moved to Salem, Mass, and heard about the book. So he's well underway, and I'm hoping that everything comes together, which it seems to be. So pre-production is spring, shooting summer. Release of the first movie, 2015 spring, is what they're estimating. And who knew that being a descendant of an accused witch and the accuser would actually result in a book that might go anywhere. But I guess that's what they're telling me. So that's sort of the update.
Woohoo! I love that. Congratulations. That's all good stuff. Can't wait for the next book to come out. 10 pages, you're done. Boom. We get the pulp out there, and I'll be picking up a copy of that. Thanks so much, Jack, for coming on the show.
All right, Kate, take care.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If we were to look right now at the scoreboard, medal count wise, Russia and the United States both with 18, the Netherlands 17, Norway checks in with a cool 15 along with Canada, and Germany with 13 medals. How about Poland? They're in there with 4. But I stepped on China. They've got 6 along with Belarus. As for the United States, they picked up another gold in the ice dancing contest, which was spectacular. A team that had been together for 17 years since they were kids, Merrill Davis and Charlie White, captured the first Olympic gold, in fact, in ice dancing. Whew. Go USA. I mean, these kids were spectacular. Very strange that they practice at the same rink along with the team from Canada that came in the silver position, and they have the same coach. That's the part that's crazy. How do you have the same Russian coach? So they, the Canadian couple, they got gold in Vancouver. Now they settled for silver. Davis and White had silver in Vancouver, and now they captured the gold. But it was pretty exciting. They were flawless, I have to say. As someone who knows very little about ice dancing, you could watch, and you could certainly see it. So, bravo to them. Bravo. Here's what's interesting. I had this conversation with somebody today, and they're even taking polls on this. Would you be disappointed as an American if the United States doesn't finish the Olympics with the most medals of any country? Would that be a bummer if they don't finish with the most medals? Remember, Pete in Texas was good enough to call us in the beginning and say 73 medals. I thought 66 medals. But now we're starting to see a little bit of a shift. And plus, the U.S. also with a bronze in the two-man bobsled. How cool is that? Because this is a tough sport for the U.S. It seems like we always have competitive folks that are involved in it, but then they have a good showing in sometimes the earlier rounds, the warm-ups, basically. And then when it comes down to the medal rounds, that's where they choke. But Steve Holcomb from Park City, Utah, and Stephen Langton from Massachusetts won the bronze medal. I mean, and they were just a little bit off the pace. Or who knows, maybe it would have been gold for them. I think it's amazing. Good for them. The first two-man medal. Check this out. The U.S. first two-man medal since 1952. So if you wrap up day 11, what's really cool about it is you have history with the pair that have the history of the 17 years together capturing the gold, the first gold in ice dancing, and then the bobsledders, the two-man sled. How neat is that, that they medal, and it's the first time the U.S. has had a medal since 1952, which is crazy to think about. So the U.S., to me, seems like the U.S. is kind of kicking it, kind of finding that third gear. We're getting some medals, a lot of bronze, Bodie Miller the other day, Andrew Weinbrecht, coming up with the silver on the Super G, and that was exciting. And U.S. hockey. What's going to happen with U.S. hockey as they're sizzling, heading to the next round? Somebody sent me an email. We'll have to check with Matt Johnson. He is the official or unofficial guide to all things hockey when it comes to trying to find when the hockey is actually on live. You know it's going to be early morning hours. So for anybody on the third shift listening, you just go home, you make your pancakes, you do your early run, read the paper, listen to America Tonight and all the other shows, and then you just get ready for the, the hockey, and then you don't have to wait. You know that it's going to be there. You stay up, and then you crash after that. It would be awesome to see the United States capture the gold medal, and it's not impossible for that to happen. Not impossible for that to happen. And they looked sharp last time out, so we'll see it. Sounds like they're feeling it anyway, and that's a good thing. So they're counting on a couple of different players. It's not just one player, and maybe this is a little bit different than the last time round. So this could be it for the U.S. That would be nice. That'd be great to see another gold team sport, the whole thing, and you don't count your chickens before they're hatched. But, like I said, looking pretty good as we stare down the abyss of a little more competition. It's getting closer and closer and heading into pretty much now the elimination round. I mean, this is it, because, you know, you got to finish your 1, 2, or 3, basically, and do the math with the teams, and someone's out in the cold. And the U.S. doesn't want to settle for bronze. They want a medal, and they want to win a gold medal. So just maybe, after that thrilling shootout over Russia, maybe with the bye to the quarterfinals, this could be it. 4 years ago, when the U.S. won all three preliminary rounds, the games in regulation, they look what happened. So now, as you look at the U.S., they, to me, look like a much better, I don't know if I should say that because we have to compare the teams, but they just seem to have more of the momentum. I guess let's put it that way. They seem like they have more of the momentum, and maybe that Russia, that game, that Russian game is the thing that spurs them on. What's also interesting about the Russian game is there have been protests. A lot of the Russian people, though they shut the protests down, were unhappy with the finality of that. The Russian hockey fans weren't happy that that goal was disallowed in that match, in that shootout over the weekend. So some of the Russian spectators decided that, game on! What Cold War? We're feeling the Cold War right now. They demonstrated or gathered or whatever in Moscow on Monday because they were protesting that ref's call. But it's crazy. It's the rules that everybody follows, not just the U.S. in the hockey competition. I mean, and ultimately they lost in the shootout. So they had the Kremlin youth group. They had Russian hockey jerseys on, and they were shouting, "Make soap out of the ref," which apparently, make soap out of the ref, is a common expression, I guess, with the soccer fans, with the Russian, soccer fans. So they had a banner with the American referee, and the protesters used a cheese grater to grate soap into buckets. I have to give them a medal for originality. How's that? I've never heard of that. Make soap out of the referee. Because that goal would have given Russia the 3-2 lead with less than 5 minutes on the clock. That goal was disallowed. And they ruled that the net had come loose from the ice before the goal was scored. Russian fans were celebrating and then were furious after they realized that was called. And the supervisor for the International Ice Hockey Federation confirmed, hey, the ruling made by the ref was correct. The video review shows it. That's how we make the calls. This is the Olympics, and settle down. I think I'm going to go get a cheese grater, get my soap ready in case we see a call come back on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.